He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
It has been a very strange last few days, Diary. It all started when I rescued Power U from a plutonium explosion and ended up on the other side of a wormhole where I encountered a race of aliens, including one who calls herself the Empress. She used some sort of psychic ability to tap into my mind, to learn everything about me. And that's when she suddenly started humming a haunting melody and said that I had a memory that was locked away by someone. I managed to get away from the Empress and return to Earth, to Power U. But ever since I got back, the tune kept playing over and over in my mind. When Chloe mentioned there was a device in Radcliffe Chamber that might be able to unlock my mind, I decided to tap into a superpower to sneak in. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned.
Oh my God, Tara, what's going on? Why are you... A hymn.
Okay, calm down. Just calm down.
And speaking with an English accent? What happened?
Okay, I was experimenting with some of my powers, right?
Oh boy. No pun intended.
And do you know the superhero called Copycat?
The lady who can change her physical appearance into anyone she... Oh my God. You tapped into her powers and changed your physical appearance into a boy?
And not just any boy.
What do you mean?
I'm Mr. Barrington, the teenage years.
What?
Yeah, I was trying to use Copycat's powers to make myself look like Mr. Barrington so I could get inside Radcliffe Chamber, so I can figure out what all this melody thing is about, and maybe unlock whatever memories be hidden from me using the Alpha Accelerator.
Oh, Tara.
But for some reason, I morphed into a teenage version of Mr. B.
I won't lie. It's super weird seeing what our headmaster looked like back in the day.
I know, right? 60 pounds lighter, and no grey in the temples.
Well, have you tried changing back?
Yeah, but it didn't work.
How come?
No clue. It's not like there's a rule book on how to use these powers, you know?
What about summoning a different power?
I tried, but for some reason, it's not working.
Wow. This is bad.
Like, literally, I am freaking out.
What does Bracelet say?
I turned Bracelet off the minute this happened. I did not want to hear a big told you so.
But what if he has helpful information to share?
Maybe you're right. Bracelets on.
As I was saying, I tried to warn you of the perils of using Copycat's shape-shifting powers without first familiarizing yourself, Tara. Unfortunately, there is very little known information about the way she uses her morphing abilities and...
Bracelet off.
I see what you mean. Okay, let's stay calm and think. There's got to be a solution.
Chloe?
Oh my God, it's Priscilla.
No.
I hear a boy's voice in there, Chloe. What's going on? Let me in!
How are we gonna explain this?
O-M-G! I gotta hide. Where? Where?
Under the bed.
Under the bed? I'm not gonna fit under there, Chloe. I'm like 6 feet now.
Just do it. Just a minute, Priscilla.
Oh, so tight. Seriously?
I hear a boy in there, Chloe. If you're not gonna open up, I'll just use my magic to do it. Busted.
Hey, I didn't say you could come in.
As if that would stop me.
It's my room, Priscilla.
Yeah? And I'm the queen bee around here. Well, well, well. I see a pair of boots sticking out from under the bed. Come out from under the bed, the beautiful witch said.
Hey! Hey! Let me go!
Yeah! Sorry about the wall.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, well, aren't you a little hottie?
Please, just don't say that.
Loving the British accent.
You're not supposed to be using powers in the dorm, Priscilla.
Don't try and change the subject, Chloe. Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Out, Priscilla, or I'll report you.
You do that, Green. But I think there will be a lot more questions about you and your boyfriend here.
He is not my boyfriend.
What's your name, sweetie? Does not sound like a name.
What's going on in here?
Hey, Felicity.
Oh, God. Wherever Priscilla goes, here comes Felicity.
It's called friendship, Chloe. If you had any, you'd understand. Oh, and who might this be?
I've been asking the same thing. I heard voices in Chloe's room, and what do I find? A handsome stranger hanging out, who apparently has no name.
Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler.
Well, ladies, I should really get going now.
Oh, no, you're not going anywhere, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Ooh.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Chancellor? Excuse me, Chancellor Biddlesback?
What? Oh, I must have dozed off. The air rail is empty?
Yes, all of our other passengers have reached their destinations. Foundation Island is our final stop. We'll be arriving at Platform 8 beneath Power University shortly.
Lovely.
Well, Tyler, since I've never seen you before and you happen to be in the girls' private dorm at a very exclusive university, I'm going to have to report you to Mrs. Culpepper.
Mrs. Culpepper? I think you should go higher, Pris. Like Mr. Sinclair?
Okay, okay. He's my cousin.
Cousin?
Yeah, cousin.
What, from England?
That's right, mate. Cheerio. I'm from Britain. And I've come all the way from across the pond to visit my cousin Chloe here. Cheerio!
You remind me of someone. I just can't put my finger on it.
Will you guys just leave?
Use your sorcery powers to take a picture of him, Pris. That way we can show the evidence.
No!
Great idea, Feliz. Say cheese, Tyler.
Give that to me!
Or you'll do what, Green? Zap me with your elemental powers? Ooh, so scared.
I'll show you what.
Ow! You little...
How do you like my fire rain pellets,
That's it! Invistilicula Princess. Back against the wall, girl!
Stop! Let it go!
You take it easy, Tyler, or you'll be dealing with one of my four personalities. And each one of us is worse than the other.
Gee, Quo, where's your mighty and powerful friend Terra? I'm surprised she hasn't jumped to your rescue.
Or maybe she finally dumped you and decided you're a loser too.
There, I release you.
Ow!
And whoever you are, I will be showing this photo to not Mrs. Culpepper, not Mr. Sinclair, but to Mr. Barrington as soon as I can get an appointment.
Ciao.
Chloe, are you all right?
Yeah, but T, what are we gonna do now?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should go to Mr. Barrington and just tell him what happened.
Do you know how much trouble I'll be in?
But you just saved the whole campus from getting blown up. Maybe he'll cut you a little slack.
No, I've got to figure something out on my own. And then promise never to use my powers without studying the superhero first.
Sounds like a reasonable plan.
Wait a minute. Studying the superhero. I've got to get to Hero Hall Library.
What, to find a book on Copycat?
No. Mr. Barrington gave me special access to a computer program with top secret info on all superheroes, so I could study their powers.
If only you would have done a lot of research on Copycat before you tapped into her powers.
You're starting to sound like Bracelet, Chloe.
Sorry.
Come on, let's go.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.